A blacklist refers to a record or list of individuals, organizations, or entities that are considered undesirable, untrustworthy, or prohibited from certain privileges, opportunities, or activities. It is a tool used to restrict or monitor the actions, access, or participation of those on the list. Blacklists can be created by governments, businesses, or other entities for various reasons, such as security concerns, ethical considerations, or legal compliance. Blacklists can serve different purposes depending on the context in which they are used. In the realm of security and law enforcement, governments may maintain blacklists of individuals or groups suspected of engaging in illegal activities, terrorism, or other threats to public safety. These blacklists can help authorities monitor and restrict the movement, access, or financial transactions of those listed. In the business world, companies may maintain blacklists of individuals or organizations with whom they do not wish to engage in business dealings. This can be due to concerns about a history of fraud, unethical practices, or a breach of contractual obligations. By maintaining a blacklist, businesses can protect themselves from potential risks, preserve their reputation, and make informed decisions about potential partners or customers. Blacklists can also be used to enforce ethical standards or compliance with regulations. For example, industries such as finance or healthcare may have regulatory requirements that necessitate maintaining a blacklist of individuals or entities involved in fraudulent activities, violations of professional ethics, or non-compliance with industry regulations. By consulting these blacklists, organizations can ensure they are not engaging with individuals or entities that pose a risk to ethical standards or regulatory compliance. However, the use of blacklists can also raise concerns regarding due process, fairness, and potential abuse. In some cases, individuals or organizations may find themselves on a blacklist without sufficient evidence or a fair opportunity to defend themselves. This can lead to reputational damage, loss of opportunities, or violations of personal liberties. It is essential to have proper safeguards in place when implementing and maintaining blacklists to ensure transparency, accountability, and fairness. These may include clear criteria and procedures for adding or removing entries, mechanisms for appeals and redress, and independent oversight to prevent abuse or arbitrary decisions. Technological advancements have also influenced the use of blacklists. With the rise of digital platforms and online services, entities can maintain digital blacklists to monitor and control user access. These blacklists can be employed to prevent malicious activities, enforce compliance with terms of service, or restrict access to sensitive information. In conclusion, a blacklist is a record or list of individuals, organizations, or entities that are considered undesirable or prohibited from certain privileges or activities. Blacklists can be used for security, business, or regulatory purposes. While they can serve legitimate purposes in protecting public safety, reputation, or ethical standards, it is crucial to ensure fairness, transparency, and accountability in their implementation and maintenance.